never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
I'm sorry, I'm taking a delay here. I'm just satisfied right now. Just a happy guy. I'll tell you why in a minute. I got a big announcement. Well, it's a brag. Is it okay if I brag in just a moment or so, huh? Why not? So, today, I want to talk about you being in the middle. The middle's not fun, and yet it's comfortable in the middle, isn't it? Don't make anybody mad. Don't have to make anybody happy. You're just kind of in the middle. But if you live life in the middle, it's confusing. You feel stuck. You feel stranded. You have to pick side. And I had a conversation over the weekend. I had the big wedding activities going on and talked to a lot of people. It seemed to be my goal was lots of talking. And I said, listen, it's kind of what I do for a living anyway, so why not? We'll talk about that today. So if you feel a little bit stuck, I'll give you some ideas of how maybe to get yourself moving a little bit as time goes on today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006. Crazy. Who would ever think a little podcast going for 18 years, almost 5,000 by the end of the year will be there. Yes, we'll decide what the plan is then. Haven't quite decided yet, although I sort of have decided, but I'm working on that, kind of iterating. We'll see what happens, okay? But I'm glad you're here. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. So the big old braggadocio moment today, I've been talking to, I hired a trainer back in January. Now, I've worked out a lot my entire life, but I haven't had a trainer in probably 16, 17 years. Hired Jacob. And I said, Jacob, I'm just going to show up and do your thing. So here's the deal. A lot of people say, Scott, you're getting big, you're getting in shape, you're getting really, really strong. You must be working hard. You must be a gym rat these days. And I just want to tell you exactly what I'm doing. Would that be cool? Because I had a personal best today. I'll tell you what the personal best is and how I got there. And I'm not going to break it down in stupid detail. This is just goal setting and how simple it is to get what you want. Ready? Log this into your head right now, how simple it is to get what you want. I walked through the gym in January. I said, sure, I'll sign up. I showed up and I said, you have me for 30 minutes, 3 days a week. We'll do chest, we'll do back, we'll do shoulders. I'll do everything else. Just do what you want with me. Grow, push hard. Whatever you say, I'll do it. Take me to failure every single day for 30 minutes, then I'm going to leave. Some days I don't work out. Some days I don't cool down. Don't got time. Got to get back to work, right? That's what I've been doing. Walked in the door 3 months ago, bench pressing probably around 120, 130. Really had let my strength kind of go away over the years, but I've never bench pressed what I did today. As I get ready for my hip surgery, I'm in training, and I said, I got to take a couple of weeks off from the gym as I recover a bit. I said, let me see what I got here. Let me see what my max is today. Let me see what I've done in 3 months' time, showing up for 30 minutes at a time, 3 days a week. Anybody can do that in any goal that you have. If you can't do 30 minutes for yourself, 3 days a week, you and I need a conversation. I just got back. Personal best, bench pressed 3 times, which means I probably could have done a little bit more. 319 pounds today. Woohoo! That's a woohoo moment, right? It's very cool. That puts me probably in the top, I don't know, 0.5% of my age group, which is awesome. But the point is not to brag about that, because we'll see what it's going to be. The point is this. The world I work in, I think some things take a long time in personal development and becoming the person, the best version of yourself, whatever you want to call it. Some of those things just take time. They do. They take a long time. So in this case, it was 3 months. That's a long time for some people. Ultimately, it's not. Some things get fixed overnight instantly. If I'd not had the trainer, I don't think I ever would have got there. And if I did, it would have taken me a year or two to get there. So by investing in a trainer, I got there fast. Boom. So I don't know where you are, what you're trying to do, but whatever it is, if you can't put 30 minutes a week into yourself and your goal, you and I need to have a conversation because it's that simple. You can have anything you want if you do just that. Okay. Let's talk about being in the middle. Is that okay? Are you the monkey in the middle? Ever found yourself stuck in the middle? I was speaking to a client. I actually talk to a ton of clients all the time. And the clients I get, most of the clients I work with are like this. I don't have a lot of real beginners. A lot of people kind of find their way or on the podcast kind of thing. But when you finally begin to work in my groups and everything, you probably have some success. You probably have a career. You have a business. You maybe made some money. And things are going okay. And yet not everything is okay. And a lot of the guys I work with, particularly these guys who think their family is the most important value they have. But instead, you've heard me say it before, they spend time at the office. They don't have the everything life they could have. But talking to a client, his business was not growing. We're not working on his business. He never talked to me about it. His life was not happy. Never talked to me about that, by the way. He just wanted to lose weight. He couldn't seem to find his way to make any progress. I know what was going on because I worked with him for a very long time. It didn't really matter what we were talking about because it all kind of comes together. Because if you're overweight, you're probably not going to be real happy. If you're too thin, you're not going to be happy. If your relationship is not good, you're not going to be happy. If you're not making enough money, you're not going to be happy. All this stuff is really connected. Yes, we take care of one thing at a time, but it's all connected, right? But I knew exactly what was happening. He was sitting on the fence getting splinters in his butt. I said, my friend, you are stuck in the middle. Nothing good happens when you get stuck in the middle. In business and in life, having low expectations, being surrounded by like-minded folks is okay if you want to do that. It's also okay to reach for your dreams as high as you want to go and expect that others will be there as well. That's why it's really cool when we get together and we are with like-minded people. If they're the right like-minded people, if you're hanging around with people who are like-minded with you and they're not going anywhere, you got to look in the mirror and say, wait a second, if I'm hanging around and these people are just like me and yet none of us have any money, none of us are happy, life is not good for any of us, you got to look in the mirror and say, I need some new people. It's true. See, business is crazy. You get stuck in the middle. You get caught up in things. Got caught up in gossip, and gossip is evil. You become the monkey in the middle of everything. Like you see a monkey do. Keep away with that monkey. I always remember this, not my monkey, not my circus. If you're in the middle, you're just being bounced around all over the place. If you have low expectations, perfectly fine. It's easier than being stuck in the middle, being bounced around, being a monkey in the middle. If you have high expectations, it's a whole lot easier than being in the middle. It is. Tell you what, when low and high expectations combine, confusion is the result. Mediocrity overtakes quality. Frustration is your daily friend. What I mean by that is there are a huge number of folks I run into all the time, and if I'm going to raise my hand, say, my God, I do it as well. Grandiose, over-the-top expectations of what my life is going to be, what I'm going to be doing, and how I'm going to impact the world, how much money I'm going to make, and all that kind of stuff. We all have the same thing, right? And yet, day to day, how easy is it to kind of settle into the mundane in the middle? How easy is it? And you wonder why you can't break out. Some people don't even have the thought about breaking out. If you're listening to this podcast, I know you do have the thought. So the choice is yours. If I were you, I would make the decision never to be stuck in the middle. And it is a hard decision to follow through on. Because guess what, my friends? Everybody's stuck in the middle. And the governments of the world and your boss, maybe your friends, maybe your family, they don't want you to exceed their expectations. They don't want your expectations of your dreams to become real because that changes what they get to do. It changes how they get to live. They don't want you to be that incredibly successful because then what are they going to do, right? How it is. Government keeps you in the middle. People keep you in the middle. Don't be in the middle. It's not good for you. Choose a spot, left or right, top, bottom, whatever it is. Don't stay in the middle. A lot of folks downloaded the Perfect Week Planner yesterday. Good for you. You're going to find a change in your life here in about 2.5 days. That's a promise. If you didn't get it, go get it. It's free, yes. And the training's free, too. PerfectWeekPlanner.com. See you tomorrow.